And take a nice breath, just relax. Many of you know how to bring yourself already, listening to so many Kryon channelings over the years, and feel the energy of yourself, of your being, of your heart, of the soul family that gathered here. Although it may seem small, it's numerous in its multidimensional family and beings that surround you, that applaud you, that love you, that honor you, for first of all, for making the decision and journey to come here from the moment you set your intention to be part of this group for the first time with us in Cuba, sitting here in Havana for our first meeting. So allow yourself to sink in into the presence of your beauty, your magnificence, your peacefulness, your benevolence, your sacredness, your compassion, your kindness, and your openness and allowingness for what will unfold for you personally and for the group collectively from this morning and for the days ahead. Breathe and allow yourself to open yourself more to your higher self, to your guidance, your higher guidance, to the Creator, to all that is.
And so here we sit, a small group of light workers in a darkened hotel room in Cuba. And what is your intention for the days ahead? What is it you hope to experience in the days ahead? May I suggest that we give an affirmation? Dear Spirit, I am open to receive that which I do not know. Dear Spirit, I give allowance for energies that I may not recognize but will come to me in the form of love and compassion. I am willing to receive this in these days ahead. And let us also affirm that we wish to leave something behind, and that is an imprint of love and compassionate action and kindness and caring. This has been called the year of caring, 2024, a year perhaps where humans care more for each other than they ever have before. So I invite you to take some time to care for yourself in a way you may not have done self-care before. And then I invite you to care for those around you in a way you might not have before. And I invite you to care for our beautiful planet, Gaia, that we share our existence with. And caring for the planet is simply an acknowledgement. Thank you, Gaia, for being here. And thank you, Gaia, for loving us. And thank you, dear Kryon, for bringing us all together. Let the adventure begin.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This particular message is for those in the room. Sometimes it is different When a human being hears a channeling for the first time, not understanding, it's actually quite a common thing in human history. Not necessarily in the cultures of today, but becoming more common in the cultures of today. Is it possible for those in an angelic realm, or what you call the other side of the veil, could communicate so easily and smoothly through a human being? I will tell you, since the beginning of your written history, it's everywhere. From the time of the conversation with a burning bush, which was an angelic realm entity, this is common. And I would like to tell you something, that which you call God or the creator or the source of everything, I would like to tell you that there is a rule that says that humans have free choice, but at the same time, there's an entourage of angelic love that wants to talk to you. And all it takes is your permission. What a concept. That it's always been that way, regardless of what you're told. So today is no different. Message is for you. As you tour this historic place, I want to give you a premise that I have given so many times. It's a beautiful premise because it involves the energy that is unseen, but it is very well known, especially by those who are sensitive. Sensitive to other energies. I am talking to many of those in this room who are sensitive, especially to other energies. There will be those who will walk into a field and say, I feel bad today walking here. And you find out later, this was an ancient battlefield. And they had somehow picked it up. And they hadn't just picked it up, they had the emotions of it. They actually, perhaps something happened within their chemistry. They had an upset stomach because there was death there. This is common. You hear this so many times. Someone who has no idea where they're standing and find out later that it was significant. Now that is energy, dear ones. And that is energy that was implanted, let's say, into Gaia, into the earth, where they were standing, and it stayed there. Every battlefield it's ever occurred, where there are deaths, it stays there. Most people don't understand that joyful events also stay there. Those who've had births of their children in the field with that joy and magnificence, it stayed there. So I want you to remember this for a moment. You will be taken during these days to places that are exceptionally important to the culture. When you see monuments that would represent victories and independence, or you would go to places that represent hundreds of years of design, perhaps, or music, perhaps, this is the opportunity for you to stand and feel what is in the earth that happened. A place where there are monuments. Can you feel the pride of those who stand there? Perhaps it's a monument of independence, even from hundreds of years ago, for a people. Feel what they felt when they built it. Can you feel within the earth and be part of those and celebrate not what you're seeing, but what you're feeling? I cannot say this to every group, but I can say this to those who are dedicated to finding themselves, to discovering energy, which we call a light worker. Someone who is committed to finding out more about who they are on this planet and the magnificence of unseen energies that are all around you. It's a safe place. So the channel today, the beginning one, the first one of this tour, in this island nation called Cuba. And this is for you. I'm Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.